We will now get the pelvis and lower back moving. So lying on the floor, knees bent, feet hip-width apart, and the spine in its C-shaped curve. Check that your hips are even and that you aren't putting more pressure on one side than on the other. Relax the upper body. Breathe in. Engage the pelvic floor muscles and pull your navel towards your spine. As you breathe out, start to press your waist into the floor so that your pelvic area begins to rise slightly, curling the pelvis inwards. Keep your hips on the floor. Hold it there. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And on the out-breath, slowly roll the pelvis back to its neutral position. Repeat this 3 times. Breathe out. Curl the pelvis inwards, keeping your hips on the floor. Hold it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And roll down on the out-breath. Again on an out-breath, curl the pelvis inwards, holding it but remembering to breathe naturally. And on an out-breath, roll it back down. And now the last one. Curl the pelvis in, breathing and not forcing it. Hold and roll it piece by piece, releasing it down. The focus will now shift to the arms. In the relaxation position, so still on your back with your knees bent, have your arms down by your sides, elbows soft and open. Breathe in. Breathe out, taking navel to spine. On an out-breath, lift the left arm above the head, going back towards the floor behind your head. Keep your shoulders relaxed and watch that your spine isn't arched. Breathe in and bring the arm down to your side. Now repeat the move, lifting the arm up towards the floor behind you and bringing it down to your side. And now up again and down. And the last time, lift the arm up and gently bring it down. And now moving to do the same with the right arm. On an out-breath, lift the right arm above the head, going back towards the floor behind your head. Keep your shoulders relaxed and watch that your spine isn't arched. Breathe in and bring the arm down to your side. And again. And a third time. And a fourth. Now alternate the arms. So keeping the spine lengthened by releasing the shoulders into the back, raise the left arm towards the floor behind you. And when you're returning it to your side, raise the right arm behind, so that as one arm goes back, the other comes forward, crossing in the middle. Keep doing this. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Place the hands down by your sides and be aware of your breathing and the sensations in the upper part of your body. This next movement is a little more demanding as you'll be lifting the hips up towards the ceiling. Only do what you can and stop if it hurts. Lying on your back in the relaxation position, breathe in, engage the pelvic floor muscles and navel to spine. Breathe out and start lifting the pelvis towards the rib cage. Gradually peel each vertebra off the floor, one by one, lifting the hips up. Take each vertebra off the floor, going as far as the shoulders, but not all the way to the neck. Let the strength come from the abdomen and buttocks so that you don't put pressure on your neck. This takes you to a position where your abdomen and thighs are like a ramp or bridge. Once there, breathe in, out, in, and as you breathe out, starting at the neck, imprint each vertebra back into the ground, one by one, so that you return to your relaxation position. Now repeat it, breathing out. Peel each vertebra off the floor, from the tailbone, keeping your pelvis and abdomen strong. Lifting the hips, but without putting pressure on your neck. When you're at shoulder height, breathe in, out, in, and then as you breathe out, roll each vertebra down, starting at the neck, imprinting into the floor until you are back in your relaxation position.